Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter did not know what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and the disciples kept silent, and in those days told no one of any of the things they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Rather than add further elongation to our notices at the end of the service, I thought I'd talk about the coming weeks just as a kind of, in terms of notices and hopefully with some spiritual content, you know, as a sermon as well. Because I think it's important. I think we underestimate the importance of these weeks leading up to Holy Week and Easter. Ash Wednesday is one of the most important days in the Christian calendar. Why is it important? Well, it marks the beginning of that season I've already been talking a lot about this morning, those weeks of Lent leading up to Holy Week and Easter. Now, as I speak, I know that I'm addressing a congregation where some have been on the journey for 90 plus years, and some have been on the journey for a very short time. So your experiences of journeying with Jesus are going to be very different, but they will also have plenty of common threads as well. Now, I've got some little carrying crosses here, which I hope that both actually and metaphorically you will carry with you through this season of Lent. So whilst I'm speaking, I'm hoping these crosses are going to make their way around the congregation. So if you could just take one and pass them on, please. And if a person at the end of the row could just pass it on to the next row. I think probably by the time I've finished, it will have got round everybody in the congregation. Now, don't refuse one because you've got one at home already. You might in fact have several at home of different shapes and sizes. Please take one of these tiny little wooden crosses. Because this season is all about how we're doing with Jesus, how we're journeying with Jesus, and what difference that walk with Jesus is making in our lives. So if you feel able to, and if you'd rather not, no worries, just keep face forward with your hands on your knees or look at the floor or something and make it clear you don't want a conversation about it. But if you'd like to just talk to your neighbour or immediate neighbours about the difference that Jesus makes, okay? The difference Jesus makes, an optional conversation, all right? If you want don't want to join in that conversation with the person next to you, as I say, that's fine. You can have a conversation with yourself and God about the difference that it makes. But right now, just a minute or two, just to talk to your neighbour about the difference that following Jesus makes to you, for you, in your lives, in the lives of the people around you. You're a marvellous lot, because when I drop these conversations on you, we never get a deafening silence. We always get some conversation, and so that heartens me greatly. I forget what he actually said, but Paul won't mind being put on the spot. He said that some days we wonder what it's all about, and we trudge through, yeah. So sometimes journeying with Jesus can feel a bit like that, actually. How else... does anybody want to share how it feels for them, or perhaps how it's felt for them, possibly? Don't have to, it's not compulsory.
We always feel like somebody's either before you or behind you, sort of there in joy and sorrow.
So you have company on the journey, as it were. Yeah. Yeah, having somebody there all the time, having company on the journey, which is usually strengthening, although sometimes I know there's often a popular conception that, as it were, God is looking over our shoulders at what we're doing. Anyone else?
Yeah. I'd like to say that this hour on a Sunday really bugs me up.
But it gets you sort of ready for the week. Yeah. Gives encouragement and yeah that's yes,
that
thank you.
Us,
yes, thank you for saying that. I think yeah, it brings things to light, perhaps. Things bubble up in our lives, and being together on a Sunday morning can release some of that as we sing together and pray together. But I've heard quite a few people, actually, Frank, talk about how it gives them encouragement, which is great to hear. Anyone else? Janet?
Well, the lady in front of me comes from Ukraine, and we haven't met before. But it's the feeling of the worldwide community worship.
Coming together, yes.
Supporting each other and wanting water in.
Yes, because I often try to say at baptisms and things, you know, we do forget, I know we're a decent number of people here this morning, but we do forget that actually we belong to a worldwide family, and in parts of the world, that family continues to grow, in fact. Just off the top of my head, I think there's around about 2 billion Christians in the world. So you belong, you're an important member of a massive family spread throughout the world. And evidence you're here this morning with us, and particular challenges and complications for you and for your homeland. We're a bit short of time, but would you like to chat later?
Yes, I pray for Finnish war.
For peace in the world.
Peace.
And that's really important always for us to be praying for peace. No. It's good that you're here. I'm glad you found a home and a space. So I think what is clear already, just from a few contributions, is that following Jesus means different things to different people at different stages of their lives. And I think Lent is a good way of just remembering how important that is, that relationship with Jesus, and thinking about where we are in our discipleship. Sometimes things from outside, as in the case of Ukraine and the need for peace, and moving forward together in peace, are the things that flavor that discipleship. Sometimes it's things in our hearts, things that perhaps we have been carrying for a long time, maybe. Perhaps it's things more personal. But whatever it happens to be, I just want to say this morning that we can always take it to Jesus. And what I hope you'll do with these wooden crosses, which I hope you've all got by now, is to look at them every day, actually, and to say a prayer, a thank you prayer. Now, it might be a thank you prayer for anything. I actually said a few moments ago that I hope you'll travel joyfully through Lent. Well, it's quite important to understand that doesn't mean happily. Happily and joyfully are two different things. So whatever challenges you face, what I hope you can do is turn to God and still say a thank you prayer. for that sense, as Pauline said, of Jesus walking with us, of belonging to a much bigger Christian family than we sometimes realize. Because sometimes when we're traveling that journey with Jesus, we think we're on our own. Actually, we feel quite isolated as we travel through life. We think sometimes that we're the only ones having the experience that we're having. But you can bet your bottom dollar that somebody else is too. So traveling joyfully in adversity when there is no peace, traveling actually when things seem really quite banal and boring and every day and nothing very different or exciting seems to happen, but nevertheless having that sense of Jesus walking with us every day in whatever we face. So I wonder if you just hold up your little wooden cross now. I wonder if you would just call to mind, as I hope you will do every day in Lent, something now that you're thankful and grateful for. And we've heard about some of that this morning, literally from other parts of the world as well. So let's just call to mind one thing which we're grateful and thankful for. It might be a person, it might be a situation, it might be love and support that we've received from others, for example. And as we say thank you, let's pray. And we'll pray again the prayer of the day. Almighty God, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness, from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.